This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. President Obama sounded cautiously optimistic today after the best monthly jobs report in 3 years. According to the Labor Department, the U.S. economy added 162,000 jobs in March, the first six-figure gain since the beginning of the recession. Economists were forecasting an even bigger number, though, and the president told workers in Charlotte, North Carolina, there's still a long way to go to recover the 8 million-plus jobs that have been lost. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
For President Obama, today's jobs report is a welcome change of direction.
We learned that the economy actually produced a substantial number of jobs instead of losing a substantial number of jobs. We are beginning to turn the corner.
The president spoke after touring a factory in Charlotte, North Carolina, that makes parts for advanced batteries used in electric cars and elsewhere. The CellGuard company is expanding and hiring an extra 300 workers with help from the federal government's stimulus program. Mr. Obama says the rebound in jobs nationwide is a sign his economic policies are working.
The tough measures that we took, measures that were necessary even though sometimes they were unpopular, have broken this slide and are helping us to climb out of this recession.
The Labor Department also revised upwards today its jobs numbers for January and February, showing on average the economy added 54,000 jobs in each of the first 3 months of the year. That's a big improvement from the first quarter of last year when Mr. Obama took office and the economy was losing 750,000 jobs a month. But the recovery is still painfully slow. The additional hiring in March didn't budge the unemployment rate, which stands at 9.7% nationwide. Here in Charlotte, the jobless rate is pushing 13%, and economists aren't predicting a big drop anytime soon.
Economic statistics don't do justice to the pain and anxiety that results from unemployment. Lasting unemployment takes a toll on families, takes a toll on marriages, takes a toll on children.
It's also taking a toll on the president's political standing and that of congressional Democrats. Republican Congressman Eric Cantor of Virginia said today it's time to change course and stop what he called the excessive spending in Washington, though even Cantor had to admit a monthly report showing job gains is an improvement from the job losses we've been seeing. Mr. Obama resisted Cantor's call to return to what he described as the failed economic policies of the past. He noted that many middle-class families were struggling even before the latest crisis and warned building a more stable economy won't happen overnight.
While we've come a long way, we've still got a ways to go. We shouldn't underestimate the difficulties we face as a country or the hardships that confront millions of our fellow citizens, some of your friends, some of your neighbors, some of your relatives. You know are still going through a tough time.
Some of the workers in the audience seem skeptical of the president's policies, even though their employer has directly benefited from the economic stimulus program. CellGuard's expansion is expected to add up to 1,000 jobs for suppliers around the country. One of them, Matt Litzler, wanted to know if Mr. Obama would lead by example.
The limousines that you drive, electric with CellGuard membranes in them sometime soon?
You know, the answer, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be honest with him.
The president said his armored limousine is too heavy for today's electric car batteries. But this week, he did announce a doubling of the federal government's hybrid fleet. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Charlotte, North Carolina.